Good morning. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the June 18th, 2020 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation. I would like to turn it over to CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, who will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Good morning. This is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. Except for the Board of Commissioners, invited guests, and specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during this meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask the Commissioner, invited guests, and participant staff to please mute their telephones if you are not speaking. During the meeting, anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Thank you. Why don't we call this meeting to order and let us start with calling the roll. Nicole?
Nicole,
Chairman
of Council, will provide information and guidance on this meeting.
Thank you, Carol. Hi, this is Nicole Clement. Pursuant to Executive Order 2046, as may be renewed, modified, or superseded, this meeting is being held via teleconference. Members of the public can visit the Rhode Island Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken. In the event this teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. I would also like to provide some information and guidance to the Board of Directors of the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation and Rhode Island Housing staff as they participate in this meeting. Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation was incorporated in 1988. It is a nonprofit subsidiary of Rhode Island Housing. The corporation was organized and operates exclusively for charitable purposes. This includes, but is not limited to, the development and preservation of affordable housing for low-income families. The affairs of the corporation are managed by a board of directors. The Board of Commissioners of Rhode Island Housing constitutes all of the directors of the corporation. The corporation has all of the same powers granted to Rhode Island Housing under its Enabling Act, including the power to purchase, hold, and sell real estate. Chairman Rezinas will preside over this meeting. Please remember to state your name prior to speaking. I would also like to remind the Board of Directors and the participating staff to please mute your telephone line if you are not speaking. If you find that you are unable to participate, please contact us immediately and we will stop the meeting until you are reconnected or no longer muted. And now I would like to turn it back to Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing, to conduct the roll call attendance. Thank you.
This is Carol Ventura. I will now conduct a roll call of the directors of the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation and staff of Rhode Island Housing in attendance. Chairman Nicholas Rezinas.
Here.
Commissioner Kevin Orth.
Here.
Commissioner Brett Smiley.
Here.
Commissioner Liz Tanner. Commissioner Designee Leanne Byrne.
Here.
Commissioner Steve McAllister.
Here.
Commissioner Maria Barry.
Here.
Commissioner Elizabeth Tanner. Staff of Rhode Island Housing, James Comer.
Comer.
Here.
Lisa Primiano. Kara LaChapelle.
Here.
Leslie McKnight.
Here.
Peter Pagonis.
Here.
Clarabelle Shavers. Eric Shorter.
Here.
Christine Hunsinger.
Here.
Nicole Clement.
Here.
Amy Raynone.
Here.
CJ Rotella.
Here.
Jim, and the roll call is complete.
Thank you. We have a quorum. We'll proceed. First item on the agenda is approval of the minutes of our last meeting, which was held about a year ago on June 21st, 2019. Could someone move that approval?
Commissioner,
I move favorable action. This is you.
Is there a second?
Julianne, I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll ask Nicole to call the roll.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the minutes of the Rhode Island Health and Development Corporation board meeting held on June 21st, 2019, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rosinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
I'm going to abstain since I wasn't a member of the board at the time.
Thank you. Commissioner Orr?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner? Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
I'm also going to abstain since I was not on the board at the time.
Thank you. The vote is 4 approvals, 2 abstentions. The motion passes.
Thank you. We have one item on the agenda this morning. It is a parallel motion to our earlier board meeting. It is the approval of the developer for the sale and transfer of Barbara Jordan 2 apartments. Carol?
Thank you, Chairman. I will turn this over to Eric Shorter, Director of Development, to present.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carol. Eric Shorter. This request for action is for approval of the developer and sell and transfer of Barbara Jordan 2 apartments. We have already discussed the merits of this transaction at Rhode Island Housing's Board of Commissioners meeting earlier today. So staff recommends approval of Omni Wingate Partnership as a developer for BJ2 and to authorize the sale and transfer of the property.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for a good job during the whole meeting. Kevin, do you have any additional comments on this?
I just have some questions, actually. If I might. Eric, would you mind just giving us a very brief overview, say, of what the property was the dollar amount the property was transferred to Rhode Island Housing Development Corp, what the intended consideration is in this in its sale to Omni Wingate, and then generally when you believe that transfer to Omni Wingate will occur?
The first half of your question, I think, I hate to punt, but I think Nicole may be better able to answer because she negotiated the contract of sale and can really answer some of those questions.
Okay.
Nicole, I don't know if you're prepared to answer that or we can pull up the contract.
No, I can answer some of the questions. So I think first, Commissioner Orth, HUD foreclosed on Barbara Jordan 2 apartments approximately 2 years ago. As part of that foreclosure process, they transferred the property to the Rhode Island Housing Development Corp. The sum escapes me at this moment, but maybe as I'm talking, we can kind of get that number for you. As part of that transfer, we entered into a contract of sale with HUD, by which we are, there are certain deed restrictions and participation restrictions that Rhode Island Housing, as well as any subsequent approved developer, will have to undertake in developing the property. That includes HUD has to approve the designated developer. So after we go through this process, there is an approval process that will need to then happen with HUD. HUD had indicated, as Mr. Schroeder indicated when he gave his presentation, of certain preferences for the selected developer, which includes substantive property management experience. They also will look at the previous participation, the 25-30 of the developer, the approved developer. Once that approval process goes through, we will then go and we will then process the transfer of the property. That process will include an environmental review process. It would also include handling any remaining title issues. We anticipate that an environmental review process at this point in time, given the environment that we are in, typically can take about 2 to 3 months. And Carol or Eric, please correct me if I'm wrong. That we believe that the actual land transfer is a much quicker process. It will include a purchase and sale agreement, which will be connected to the appraisal value of the property. And obviously the other transfer documentation, including a development agreement in which we will lay out the expectations for the development of the property, which will be tied to the proposal submitted by Omni Wingate. Am I missing anything? Is there any other questions that you may have, Commissioner Orr?
So this is Carol Ventura. Kevin, the consideration for the transfer of the real estate from HUD to Rhode Island Housing was $1. We were obligated to provide HUD with a letter of credit in the amount of $1.4 million, which would be the transfer price. It's a unique agreement in that HUD has set a minimum standard for rehabilitation. And we were able to negotiate that any amount of rehabilitation that exceeded HUD's envisioned rehab would offset the acquisition of $1.4 million dollar for dollar. We are confident that the $1.4 million will be extinguished based on the scope of work proposed by Omni.
And so we will then sell the property for a dollar to Omni? Is that the idea?
No, because we do have carrying costs. As you've heard through the presentations on Barbara Jordan 2, we have had to clean up dumping and we've had to fence the property. So there are various expenses that we will look to the developer to reimburse us for.
Okay, so the intent will be to be made whole for our holding period.
That's correct.
Okay. And you envision the transfer process possibly taking place within a couple of months?
I think that the environmental review process and just the approval process through HUD will extend longer than that. I don't expect 3 months to be realistic. It's probably more like 5 months.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Kevin, you want to make a motion to approve this?
Yes, I would like to move for approval, please.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Maria Barron.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, Nicole, could you call the roll?
Thank you, Chairman. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving Omni Wingate as a developer for Barbara Jordan 2 Apartments and authorizing the sale and transfer of the development, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rosina.
I am recused.
Commissioner Smiley.
Aye.
Commissioner Orr.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Burns.
Aye.
The vote is 5 approvals and 1 abstention. The motion passes.
Thank you. There being no further business, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Commissioner Smiley, so moved.
And the second was?
Ms. Maria, second. I can be first or second, whichever one's fine.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's take a roll, Nicole.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of adjourning the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation meeting, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rosina?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orr?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you. The corporation is now adjourned. Thank you all for your participation, your engagement. Feel free to call in the interim if any questions arise, and enjoy the rest of the week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.